Now today, friends, we come to the second chapter of the Gospel of Mark, and as we come to this chapter, well, we find it's really a continuation of chapter 1. In fact, Mark has that marvelous connective, and. It occurs, I forget how many times I told you, I never counted to myself, I took somebody else's word for it, but it certainly occurs many times, and it is a little word that is the cement that holds it together, and it always joins up with what's gone before, with what follows it. Now, I begin reading in chapter 2, verse 1 of Mark. And again he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noised that he was in the house. And I emphasize that word, the house. We'll see why in a moment, for there are two things in this verse I'd like to emphasize. We find that he entered into Capernaum after some days. We said, I think last time, that he moved his headquarters from his hometown of Nazareth down to Capernaum. And the best that I can tell, that Capernaum remained the headquarters for our Lord's earthly ministry of 3 years. Now, he had to withdraw, and last time we saw the reason of his withdrawal was due to the fact that this leper which he healed was one who didn't do what he requested him to do. He told him not to tell anyone, and he went out and told everyone. And the crowds pushed in upon him, and our Lord couldn't do his work. Now, this is one of several reasons of why the Lord Jesus did not come as a thaumaturgist, a wonder worker, and he didn't want that to be the thing that would characterize him, and he didn't want this man and others to tell about that, because he came for a spiritual ministry. He came to die upon the cross for the sins of the world. And this type of thing obscures the gospel. Now, very candidly, and I want to be fair and frank, one of the reasons that I object so vociferously to today, these people who put the emphasis on healing or tongues or something like that, is even if these were gifts for this age in which we're living right now and at this particular time, then that's getting the cart before the horse. Someone said to me some time ago, well, Dr. McGee, so-and-so preaches the gospel just like you do, and therefore they just do this other thing. Yes, but are they known for preaching the gospel? Is that the reason people go to the meetings? Is it to hear the gospel and be saved? Or is it to go with an emphasis upon healing or to have some emotional experience? I think that we need today to whittle this down to a very fine point. Our business is primarily to preach the gospel, and we're going to see that occur again in this particular chapter here. So that the Lord Jesus was hindered because of this, and he left Capernaum for a while, I don't know how long, and then he came back. And when he came back, it says that he came and it was noised, he was in the house. Now, the little Greek word the article, it's really an adjective in the Greek, and it is so declined. And it always is a modifier, and it would refer to a very particular definite house. Now, the question is, what house is mentioned here in these first few verses of the Gospel of Mark? Well, we're told that after he had been to the synagogue that morning, back in chapter 1, we're told in verse 29 of chapter 1, that they entered into the house of Simon and Andrew. And you need to keep that in mind, that when these fellows start taking off a roof, they're taking the roof of Simon Peter's house off. And I'm not sure that that man would be docile and stand aside, let them do it. I'm not sure he'd have permitted it quite like that. Now we're told that he's in the house, he's returned to Capernaum, and the crowds were there. And notice this, straightway many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them, no, not so much as about the door, and he preached the word unto them. And I would emphasize here that he preached the word unto them. That was the ministry of our Lord, was to preach the word of God. And that is the emphasis that we feel should be made today. It's an emphasis upon the word of God, upon the integrity and inerrancy of the word of God. And my prayer for myself in this connection is, oh God, give me more confidence in the word of God. I see what it's doing today in hearts and lives. I know what it's done for me. And as a result, I ought to have even more confidence than I have. And I'll be very frank with you when I make this tape. I wonder whether it's going to have any influence in any heart or life. Well, we trust that it will. But I must confess that I don't have the faith I should have. This is the word of God, and it'll never return unto him void. And I rejoice to read here that our Lord preached the word unto them.